Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Highway Patrol investigate fatal crash east of Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On April 17th at approximately 11:30 p.m., Wyoming State Troopers were informed of a fatal crash at approximately milepost 131 on Wyoming State Highway 51. According to the press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, a gold 1997 Ford F-250 was traveling west. The roadway curves to the right in this section and then back to the left. The vehicle failed to negotiate the curve. The truck went off the roadway to the left, then re-entered the roadway, and the driver overcorrected. This caused the vehicle to exit the roadway to the left again. This time, the vehicle tripped, rolling down an embankment, broke through a fence, and came to a rest on the passenger side. During the crash, the driver was ejected from the vehicle. The driver was identified as Mark Christman, a 43-year-old man from Gillette. Driver impairment is being investigated as the primary cause of the crash. Governor Gordon expresses frustration with BLM's final public lands rule. In response to today's release of the final Bureau of Land Management public lands rule, Governor Mark Gordon reiterated his frustration over the agency's dismissal of state efforts and input. The governor released the following statement. It appears that Wyoming's comments and those from our people who depend on public lands for their livelihoods were completely overlooked. The Biden administration's contorted interpretation of multiple use under the Federal Land Policy Management Act and the BLM's authorities will completely upend economies across the West, including grazing, recreation, and energy. Wyoming takes immense pride in our wildlife and habitat management and expertise, the governor continued. With Wyoming's voice, authorities, and management efforts, as well as the standard of multiple use disregarded, I wholeheartedly support Senator Barrasso's efforts to withdraw this rule in the U.S. Senate. Renaming the rule the Public Lands Rule from its earlier incarnation as the Conservation and Landscape Health Rule, or calling conservation leases mitigation and restoration leases, reflects the BLM's disingenuous attempt to shift perception surrounding this rule. It completely disregards the public's rejection of the administration's efforts to force the 30 by 30 initiative down our throats. The BLM's Conservation and Landscape Health Draft Rule was released on April 3rd, 2023, and open for a public comment period. Governor Gordon testified on the draft bill before the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources in Washington, D.C. on June 15, 2023. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.